I was good, bro. I was just checking in with you.
All right. Hey, man, we're going to get into this next project. There's so much to get into with this project, though, between the album itself and then the artists. A lot to talk about, man. But yeah, that second album, Porches.
Hey, shout out to my album, Fallen, though. Like,
oh, I did not realize that. That's crazy. Great albums up there, by the way, though.
Oh, yeah. You know, Lil Drake, Lil Childish, Lil Tyler. Fuck it, hey, man, it don't even matter.
You know, we've been getting this Tyler disrespect since that last drop.
Oh yeah, Igor is right there. We got Don't Call Me, or we got the other album in here somewhere too.
Yeah, it's okay. People will see it eventually. It's gonna take some time for them to get on the wave, but yeah, no. Anyway, Reason, Porches. This is his third album. I think it is.
Technically.
Second
actual album. Yeah.
Through Top Dog. To the album. Intro track, Faded Off, Poor and Riches. How you feel?
I fuck with it. Nick can story tell, of course. We know that already. First half of the song was kind of boring. I felt like the feature carried.
Interesting.
Or not carry. I just fuck with the feature. Not carry.
Yeah. I'm really big on intro tracks, especially in rap albums. So I think this was a good intro track for a rap album for him specifically. I liked this first. I liked his verse. I liked the feature as well. Yeah, I thought it was a good intro track. We'll get into the storytelling aspect later because I have notes on that multiple times. But
so. Track two, we got You Better, which was the single. Is the single,
wait, no, is that the second track that you downloaded? Because that's not track two on the album.
Oh, my bad. Caucasian Estates. I'm sorry.
Nah, you good.
Track two. Good, no, because it went back to my album because I was looking, I had the whole album up and then it went back to what I had downloaded. I'm like, what the fuck. Got me looking bad in front of these white people. No, it's funny because we're talking about Caucasian Estates and shit. But track two, big sound, but to me it sounded like other TDE artists.
Yeah, definitely agree with big sound. It's a decent track. I don't think that it don't fit the album, but it was given single vibes, but I don't feel like I would have messed with it as a single. Like, if I heard this outside of the album, it probably wouldn't have moved me or wouldn't have impressed me. It would have just been like, this is a...
Yeah, no, I said this will probably be, like, a good concert song.
Yeah. Yeah. At it again. I believe that was definitely a single, for sure. Track three. Give single vibes.
I like the hook.
I do like the hook.
Yeah, I like the hook.
It just don't move me. And so, like, this is what I said. I was like, this is like mainstream pocket, like, don't fit. Like, to me, it don't fit him. He don't feel comfortable in these songs. Like, he can have it's a catchy like, hook, but like, it don't be moving me.
Because he signed it, does it feel like because he signed a TDE, they just put him there?
The songs?
Yeah, like, as far as production.
Yes.
Like, no, nigga, we TDE, nigga. You need to get out the way, get out the way, get out the way. Nah. Like, you need one of them. Because two and three sound the exact same as far as, like, sound. Yep. And that's, for me, that was my issue. Like, they're not bad songs. Right. It's just, nigga, they don't fit you.
Yeah, exactly what I said. My exact notes. And I was just like, and I guess that'd be the part where I'm like, is this where that tension or that, you know, struggle with the label come in? Because I don't feel like those are songs that Reason would have necessarily chose.
Not based off the rest of the album.
Yeah, exactly. So, like you said, you can easily tell which songs were reason songs and which songs were label songs. Yeah. And it's a huge difference in the energy of those songs, and not energy in terms of hypeness, but like there are songs where you can feel reason. Like you can feel him through the song, and other songs were like, that's a song the labels wanted for it to sound or a particular way, or to sound like a TDE album to a degree. But yeah, I agree about 2 and 3 sounding the exact same for sure.
For a broken winter break.
Yeah.
For me, the first thing that stuck out was just the sample. I was like, my first thing that I said was like, why they keep picking these old ass samples? I was like, it just felt like it was the same pocket. I'm like, bro, this is the same pocket. Like, oh my God. But outside of that, I said, I fuck with the theme of porches being put throughout, because I did listen to the song still. So like he referenced porches a few times throughout it. I fuck with that. The messaging of the song overall was good. But with that being said, I know we haven't been saying that in this album, but that was also, well, yeah, that one was skipped too.
Yeah, so 2 and 3, I didn't download. If I'm listening to the album, I don't know if I would skip them, but I did not download them.
Yeah, 1 is safe. 2 and 3 is iffy. 4, iffy.
So 4, I downloaded because it's storytelling. And I feel like this is Reason's strong suit. Like if you give him a soulful beat and you just let him spit and tell a story, you're gonna get a good track. And I feel like that's what this is an example of. I understand the iffiness. I think because it follows 2 and 3 and it highlights his strong suit, it can stand out. Like if you felt a way about 2 and 3, then this feels more like Reason. So maybe it's that jolt of like, oh, okay, this sounds like what I'm expecting, if you would. That's how I kind of felt with it. That's why it was, I think that's what made it so much of a download. Like you said, like the messaging and everything, but I just, it's hard because he has such a specific pocket that he sounds great in, but it can get repetitive. And that's something else. Like the versatility aspect is something else.
I think for me, 2 and 3 had already lost me. So it just followed the path. That's why I was like, it's the same, like old ass.
Oh, so you like, feel like that. You feel like track 4 fell in line production wise with 2 and 3.
Just production wise.
Gotcha.
Now, okay. Structure of the song is not.
Yeah.
But production wise, it's old ass beats.
Gotcha. I feel that.
But I get why you fuck with the sample too, though.
I feel that, though. I get that too. I didn't realize that was the angle, but I get that.
Yeah. 5, the single, You Better. I liked it.
I fuck with it.
Like he got a funny voice. So it's like, nigga, use that.
So this is what I said. I actually like the song. I feel like this is his middle ground. This is where he can like swim in the gray area of not like rapidy rap, but also like not conscious rap, but not mainstream rap. I feel like obviously this is a single, obviously this is for the vibes. But this is a pocket that you seem to, it's digestible music, and digestible is a strong word, but that mainstream shit just really don't sound like him. Like it make me like not want to listen because this don't sound like you comfortable, but he sounded comfortable here.
Yeah, so comfortable as hell.
Yeah, for sure. Love the next track too, actually. I feel like from a sonic standpoint, it kind of followed suit, but like different enough, like that you felt you got a little bit of a different vibe, but it was still in the same pocket. So you could tell you still within the album. I got like still tipping vibes from how
I was like,
might have beat.
I like that because I'm not mad at that because I said this kind of like for me, this is his Drake record. Out of like, he didn't sound like Drake. He sounded more like Cole on this record to me. But this was his Drake-esque record for me. And then I was like, I fuck with the UGK sample, and I can see this one working. Like, as far as like, if niggas was to be like, oh, who's Reese? I could give this song to them and be like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
It got ugly. I know. It got ugly. Can I speak on this one first? Here we go. That shit remind me of some old Kendrick storytelling. Like, it just sound like pure Kendrick. And I'm just like,
we talking about Call Me, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Cause I got what I have written down is Kendrick back again, rapping from others' perspective. This was the friend record, right?
No.
That's FTN. No,
Yeah.
that's gang shit.
Yes.
Maybe ask, because I'm like, I have six is correct. That's the UGK sample.
Yes. So Call Me would have been seven.
Okay, I see what happened. You know how you have seven and then you press enter, and if you press enter again, it go back to one.
Yeah.
It did that in between my eight. So yeah, this one reminds me of Kendrick storytelling. I'm not gonna say he was heavy in this Kendrick bag. That was the next record that I was saying he was heavy in this Kendrick bag. But yeah.
Yeah, for Call Me, I said that it gave similar vibes to the intro track. Which isn't a knock at all. But I feel like whenever you give Reason a soulful beat that he can just rap on, like you're going to get a good track. I feel like this was just another example of that, essentially. Could be a skip if you don't want to hear that, or if you feel like you got your dose of that already. Don't have to be. May not be a download for that reason. But yeah, it's Reason's pocket. But that's how I felt about track seven. But yeah, track eight, Gang Shit, is that. I would argue that it might be the most personal record on the project. Like, I know he has some more personal records later in the album, you know, but the way he framed this message and story, I fucked with. Again, storytelling is his strong suit, so he excels in that here. But I don't know. I personally just always like when he addresses label shit in his songs anyway. Just because I guess in a way, like, I kind of respect the transparency. Because what I always hear from him in the verse is, like, all right, like, yeah, I kind of came in thinking, all right, like, if we part of a label, if this is a family, this is how we move. But nah, like, everybody got their own shit going on. And that's just not how this label moves. And I got to make that adjustment. Like, but I got the homies thinking shit cool, or that shit supposed to be a certain way because of what they think, but this is what I'm really dealing with. And I feel like that's a real ass perspective, you know, to address in regards to how you navigating some shit, but people thinking it's supposed to be a certain way because of where you at or who you with, who you signed to, etc. So I thought it was a standout for that reason, for the way he constructed the message of the song.
Yeah, no, I like this track. Like, I like the different perspectives. I always like that when people, Kendrick is really the main person that does it. But I always like that. Yeah, it was a good track. It was a download.
Yeah, yeah. FTN, it's a song for the ladies. Solid track. It's cool. Was not a download for me, but I do not think I would consider it a skip.
Yeah, it wasn't a download for me. It's not a bad song. It's just Reason's not the relationship rapper for me.
Yeah.
So, like, that bag, I just didn't want to hear from Reese. Baby Take killed it. Like, could have been her song, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the vibe it got. It's not, you can tell when it's not his pocket. And I feel like that's how a few, that's the category that a few songs fall into.
Yeah.
Gina.
Gina was asked to me until like the last minute. The last minute was so hard, and it's like, damn, nigga, why you ain't do this the whole song?
Gina kind of gave me that feeling, that same feeling from tracks two and three in regards to like how it sounds.
That mainstream sound.
Yeah, that mainstream sound. The beat makes it feel like a single. And I think of single being something that's supposed to catch your attention. It's supposed to be like something that radio is going to want to play. And I just didn't get that. I wasn't moved. I wasn't captivated. I didn't get that energy from the single. Like, it's cool. That's not what I look for, you know, from Reason, I guess. So that's why I don't do nothing for me, you know, but yeah.
Yeah, no.
Cause Gina is what? That's 10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then Too Much, the Melly Mel track is number 11. Which was, for me, this was a cool, like, relatable track. I felt like this one was going to be somebody's favorite song. Like, not my favorite song, but I could see out of the grouping of songs from this album, this being, like, oh, this is my favorite song from the album.
Yeah, yeah. Storytelling Pocket, down low for me. It's what I expect, or it's what I want from him. So, easy down low for me. So, Bussin.
WB Part 2. What was WB Part 1?
I don't know. I was going to ask you. I have no idea. I don't know.
I've never listened to a Ravon project. No, that's a lie. I've tried to listen to a Ravon project. Wasn't that successful in listening to a Ravon project. But, yeah, that's... All right, I got to do it. So, like, you know, like, it's just, like, all them niggas. Ravon, fucking Reason, fucking... Shit, we can group in. I don't want to group in Dreamville niggas because them niggas do their thing. I can't even be mad at them niggas. But it's more so just the West Side niggas. Cause even like that nigga from the Bay, he does it too. Damn, not from the Bay, but his first freestyle popped off in the Bay. He just dropped an album like a few months back. Simba. Niggas that can rap very well, but for some reason it just doesn't seem as if their songs or their song creating doesn't click. And but Reason and Ravon to be both the same type of nigga, and then to get on a song and I feel like present a miss ass song like this, which Quaz disagrees with. I respect his opinion, but for me this is a miss ass song. Like, I just feel like
they can song. You double down on it being a miss.
It's a miss ass song. Like, dog. Like, this shit is terrible for me. Hook cool, but it felt like a rap Olympics between these niggas. They was just flexing that they could rap. It's like, all right, I'm gonna pass the baton to you. You pass it back to me. And some niggas enjoy that element of rap. It's cool sometimes. This time wasn't one of those particular times for me.
So this is the caveat I'll give. I downloaded it because it sounds like something I could throw on a gym playlist and be cool with. Like that. I'm not listening for the rap as much as it like. It got the drill vibes. If I'm in the gym and I hear this, like, it's not going to be a skip. I could probably knock out my set of 8 to 10 and be cool. You know what I'm saying? So that's where the download came from. But I agree on like for them, the doubling down of like this rapidy rap back and forth. And sometimes them just tracks that you go with. And I think at least based off some of the interviews, I know Reason has been big on like having not as well known or underground artists on his album. So I feel like this was more so like an opportunity for Ravon. Rich Mirages. I like this song, but what messed me up was, did you catch what song it bite like really, really hard?
Is it the line that he took?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's so why I fuck with this song.
So I liked it, but then I was kind of like, damn, like it's biting, but it's not just the line. Then I started to realize, like, oh no, this is that song.
That's just what TDE is doing over there right now, just biting heavy.
That is tough because
they did it with the other song too.
Yeah, I like it though. It was a download, but I was like, damn, it's biting that song hard. But it was, I guess. Yeah. I don't trust you.
Huh?
My bad. I don't know. Did you have something to say about
I liked it. It was down low for me.
For sure. For sure. I don't trust you.
Solid. I think Dutchie killed.
I think it's one of the better constructed songs, generally speaking, on the album.
Yeah.
The layers of the song were really impressive to me. The production suits him. It's not a storytelling bag per se, but it fits him. It makes him. He sounds good on this production.
Yeah.
I like the song too. Yeah, download for sure.
Yeah.
Family First.
The message was bull. The hook was fine. This wasn't for me.
It's not his pocket.
Yeah.
Not his pocket. That's exactly what I have. I was like, it didn't move me or impress me. Not a bad song. Just has to deal with the pocket that it is. Just don't feel like that's his strong suit. But
I'm not gonna lose. 16 and 17 were both no's.
Sheesh. Like strong no's?
Not strong. They just weren't like what you were saying. Just like, I don't know. I guess I gotta say this. With Reese, just like a lot of this album was, I'm trying to give excuses to Reason. Or maybe I feel myself giving excuses to Reason. So with those last two tracks, I was just like, I've already listened to so much of this, and I've took so much of this in consideration. These two not really having anything for me that stood out. It was just like, yeah, no, these last two is not.
I feel like he's in the storytelling pocket for both. And like, since it's a strong suit, I know I'm going to gravitate to them more.
Mm.
I did download both of them. I think they are standouts because it's clear he's trying to close the album and it's clear he's trying to bring everything full circle. And I think that to a relatively large degree, he does that. So I'd respect that. I don't disagree with what you said in regards to like your response to him, because they are a bit anticlimactic in a sense. And we've gotten it already. And because of how the album is structured, unless like you just really want to hear Reason in that pocket, it probably won't do nothing for you. So I completely get that. But yeah, it's not a tough listen, but because of everything else that we've mentioned in regard to Reason, his situation, like us as fans and what we're looking for, I think that makes the album hard to kind of analyze and like digest. Like, yeah, I can hear the music, and the music aspect of it can be cool, but it's hard trying to figure out how I really feel about it, you know, in totality as a project, because it's just a lot to consider, I guess, or at least it seemed like from what we've been saying, there's a lot to factor in.
Yeah, no, I would agree. For me, it's just, it's definitely that. And with that being said, Free Reese, man. Like, I can't even lie. Free Reese, man. Free Reason, man. Get that shit trending on Twitter, Instagram. Get that shit trending. Free Reason. Because throughout all of his projects, what I can say is he has a lot of potential. And with the backing that he desires, he could be a much better and bigger artist. And I don't think that any of his shortcomings are due to a lack of work ethic. I don't think they're due to a lack of rap ability. I just think he clearly needs more help, or at least explanation, so he can understand what he need to be doing. Like, he's either not getting the correct explanation. Like, somebody could think they be explaining some shit. Musa could have thought he was explaining some shit to him the nice way, or thought he was just telling them. And it's like, nigga, that is not the way you tell me. And definitely not in front of all these fucking people. But I guess. Yeah.
Nah, it's tough to see, because I agree with everything you said. I mean, he should be a bigger artist than he is. I think that his projects could be better. I don't know if this is solely based on features he was or wasn't able to get, whatever the case may be. I'm not sure how much of a role that plays. I'm not sure why he doesn't tend to either work with or have more collaborations with other label mates, more specifically the bigger label mates like Black Hippie, especially because all of them have relatively been in the studio, if I'm not mistaken, within the last year or two.
Probably he don't got a song with Schoolboy.
Exactly.
And Schoolboy got some heat on the way too. Heard that. That was nice.
I cannot wait. Cannot wait. You got standouts, man.
Yeah, I got like three. I ain't gonna lie. So for me, the three standouts would be like the I Don't Trust You with the Doshi. I think that was a standout track. Also, I would have to say Gang Shit was a standout for me. And I guess that third one, probably Send You to the Afterlife.
My three. Literally, as you was going, I was like, yep, those would be my three too.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Rating.
17 tracks. I got six downloaded.
Sheesh. I have nine.
That makes sense. Solid. Oh, shit. I'm sorry. Solid six.
Yeah. I was gonna say, if we being generous, it's
if we being generous, it's six and a half, yeah.
Six and a half at best, but
realistically, it's a six though.
Yeah. Yeah, that's tough. I hate that.
Yeah, damn. I don't even want to drop this. I like you, Reason.
No, for real.
Like, damn, like niggas fuck with you. That first album was hard. It's some songs off that second motherfucker. A few of the singles been nice. It's just something not clicking, and clearly it has to be something with your label. We get that now, so I can at least, you know, take the album with a grain of salt to a certain extent. Like, can't blame all this shit on you, bro.
Man, yeah, that's tough. But I don't know if y'all are Reason fans like we are, but let us know what y'all thought about the album. Do y'all feel like we was too harsh? Do y'all feel like he snapped? That would surprise me, but maybe that's how y'all feel.
Also, if we have any listeners from LA, let us know. Is anybody in LA checking for Reason? Because according to Musa, they not.
according to Musa, can't nobody name five Reason songs.
Shit. I don't even know if they can name three, but according to Musa, not me.
According to Musa, that's it.
But no, man, with that being said, it's been real. It's been chill. Hey, what's the deal? You know the spill. It is real. This is chill. I am here to give you your feel. And I also have my guy, the fly, the nice and right, Quals.
And on that note, we'll catch y'all next time. Peace.